Well, we've had some very interesting readings this morning. Now, when I was younger, I really liked doing kitchen chemistry. I liked playing with things like bicarb of soda, mixing it with different things, seeing what happens. Now, one of the amazing things that happens with bicarb of soda, what happens, I'm sure you'll know, if you mix it with vinegar, it fizzes, it makes lovely fizz. It's good fun, yeah. And you can make those pictures where you add food coloring, and then it's all fizzy, and it's quite nice, and we've done it in messy church before. And then you put a piece of paper on top, and it makes an interesting sort of marbled effect kind of picture. Now, I think the thing that always fascinates me about that sort of thing, I mean, that's a very simple example, is how things can be transformed. I mean, if you think about it, you have a very mundane powder in the bicarb, in a very mundane box, and you have a very mundane liquid in the bottle, which is the vinegar. Probably doesn't really taste that great. You use it for some things like salad dressing and things like that, but it doesn't taste that great. Very mundane. And you put them together, and they're transformed into something quite exciting. And I was watching on YouTube, something else that some people do is they put it in a bottle and then they put a balloon on top and it blows up the balloon. So there's two very mundane things that can do weird things, make weird pictures, fizz, blow up balloons. That's something of the unexpectedness of life, that things can seem to be so mundane and usual and normal. And there's nothing wrong with mundane and normal and usual, as long as we don't think that that's the way it has to be all the time, forever. That God comes in those moments in life. And sometimes we really have to look for those moments. We have to really listen for them. And sometimes they're completely unexpected, where God does something and there's a complete transformation. Now, we hear the story of Moses, who went up on the mountain and actually met with God. And because the power of God was such that when he came down the mountain, people couldn't look at him because the presence of God surrounded him so much. He was so bright that he had to cover his face. And later on, we hear the story in our gospel reading of Jesus. His disciples and him are having a quiet walk up the mountain. And there's this incredible transformation that takes place. And they realize and they are affirmed again that Jesus is God. He is the Son of God. And I'm convinced that it was that moment that was there to keep them going through the difficult times that were coming ahead as they were going to go through the whole process of the Easter story with him. And they needed to have those things in their mind to hang on to. And St. Paul tells us in our epistle reading about hanging on to those moments of transformation. Just as Moses went up the mountain and he came down and he was full of light, which was something for the Israelites to hang on to at that time in a difficult time. And Jesus' disciples hang on to the idea of transformation through his transfiguration experience. So we as Christians are called to hang on to those transformation moments. Every day, to have a transfiguration moment every day. And it doesn't mean that it will happen every day, but to hang on to it in our hearts so that we keep hope for our world, because we live in a world without hope. We need to be those who bring hope and light. And that's what we celebrate in baptism. And that's what's so wonderful about those times when we bring a child for baptism or an adult comes for baptism, is we are saying we are children of the light. We are children of Christ's transformation. And we give each candidate or the candidate's parents on their behalf a candle as they go out. And it goes right back to the ancient church. When the church was persecuted and people were baptized, they were given a candle to take out with them as a symbol of light going out into the world. So we are very excited, Max and Ava, about your baptism this morning. We are excited because you become members of Christ's church. And we are all, as Christ's church, agents of light. And so you will go with this congregation into the world in the days ahead to bring light. Amen.